Thank you for holding. My name is Brisa. I'm the supervisor over the floor. Can I have your first and last name, please?
Karen Van Gelder. What is your name? Brisa?
Brisa, yes, ma'am.
How do I spell that?
B-R-I-S-A.
I'm sorry, say that again.
B-R-I-S-A.
B-R-I-S-A, B for boy, Brisa?
Yes.
Oh, that's pretty.
Thank you.
Okay, I did not sign up to do this at all. So I don't know where this charge came from, this $39.99, and I want it returned.
What's your shipping address, ma'am, for security purposes?
Pardon me?
What is your shipping address for security purposes?
5686 KEI Place, Kapa'a, Hawaii, 96746.
Okay, thank you. Give me one moment. The orders are loading. So I see your note was on September 2nd for $7.95. You had the KitchenAid. Do you recall placing the order?
I can hardly hear you. I've got my volume up all the way.
Can you hear me?
Something about September.
Do you recall placing an order on September 2nd for the KitchenAid for $7.95, ma'am?
Where did that $7.95 come from?
For a KitchenAid, ma'am?
How did you charge for that $7.95?
To your card. It was charged to the same card that you were billed with, $39.99.
I don't see that.
It could post your date a different date? Like the next day?
Nope. That's why I'm not understanding.
Okay.
This at all.
Are you seeing your statement for September 2nd?
Yep.
Are you going 2 or 3 days after?
Yep.
It was both to that same card.
I did not do any of this, and I would like that.
Okay, so you're saying that this account is fraud?
Yes.
Okay, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and file this as fraud. I want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud fall for pending investigation. False claims of fraudulent charges may result as penalties such as a fine. Would that be okay?
What did you just say?
Whoever placed the order, we will do a penalty or a fine towards them because they never had the authorization to create this order. Would that be okay with you?
Yeah, I guess if that's how you do it. I want this money back because just what you have done is fraud.
Well, the order is done online, ma'am. We don't, when the customer places the order, it's done online. So we don't place orders for customers. Like, customer has to do it.
Yeah, but then why did it turn into this $39.99 charge?
Do you recall placing the order or no, ma'am, for the $7.95?
No, I don't.
Okay, so let me complete the claim. Okay, so your account is canceled, flagged as fraud, so nobody will be able to reopen this account back up. Using your information, the claim has been sent over to your local police station so they can verify the IP address on the account. I have processed you a refund of $39.99 plus $7.95. Refunds take 3 to 5 business days for you to receive. Do you have any additional questions?
I don't quite understand what you said, but I think I get it. You're giving me this money back conditionally?
You're receiving your refund in 3 to 5 business days, ma'am.
Okay, and what was that about the police station and all of that?
Whoever placed the order, we will do a penalty or a fine towards them. So your claim has been sent over to your local police station because you stated that you didn't do the order.
No, and what if So they can track something on the computer and find out who.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then. I should do it.
Okay, is there something else I can assist you with?
Nope. You have a good evening.
You too. Thank you for calling. I'm sorry?
I said or morning, wherever you are.
Oh, it's morning at my time.
It is already?
Yeah, it's 3 o'clock almost.
Hey, well, have a good day.
You too. Thank you for calling Customer Care, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.